You take a seed, you plant it, you grow it, you dry it, you roll it, you smoke it, and it goes down smooth. Hey!
Spanning the globe to bring you the latest developments in medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. We love the earth. It's time for the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville. Now, here's your host, Russ Belville.
Good day, tokers and tokettes and non-toking lovers of liberty. It is Wednesday, September 13th, 2017, and it's got to be 420 somewhere in the world. Welcome to the program. So glad to have you here on this hump day, right in the middle of the week. And we've got a great show coming up for you today. We're going to continue our look back at the Product Earth UK Expo, where I got to meet so many wonderful, vibrant people from so many different cultures. Just an amazing event there in Birmingham, England. The setting also was really spectacular. The kind of an urban setting, industrial setting though, old brick archways and the vendors set up underneath these archways, kind of a half indoor, half outdoor sort of situation, which worked out great because it's England. And the second day of the expo, it was rainy. It was very much like Portland, Oregon, actually. I felt quite at home. The day before, though, very, very nice weather there. Other interesting things, differences between England and the United States. We drove like 200 miles, I guess it is, between London and Birmingham, England. So we're on the freeways, or as they call them, motorways. And I didn't see a single flag. Like, not one British Union Jack, not one British flag. And I told Greg DeHoot, who I was riding with, or who was driving, actually, dude, if you drive 200 miles across America, I don't care where you are in the United States, you drove 200 miles, you're going to see a United States flag. You're going to see the stars and stripes. It's just an interesting cultural difference that we talked a lot about. Well, also coming up on the show today, that look back at Product Earth UK, we've got two activists who are working on the CBD front, I should say. One from France and another from, I think, from Britain or perhaps Wales. I'm not exactly sure. But Paul Nelson from Canazen and Antonin Cohen from Harmony coming up on the show. Also in the Radical Rant, we'll talk about the state of Nevada and how their governor is such a tough guy. Oh, what a tough guy when it comes to fighting the feds on nuclear waste. But a pot shop with consumption. Oh, my goodness, a coffee shop. Oh, no, a pot lounge. But first, let's get to the news.
This is your Cannabis Headline News, brought to you by MarijuanaMoment.net, the complete source for all your marijuana news in one morning newsletter from Marijuana Majority founder Tom Angel. Subscribe today for free at MarijuanaMoment.net.
This is your Cannabis Headline News for Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville. Associated Press reports that Hawaii aims to be the first state to have marijuana sales handled without cash, saying it wanted to avoid robberies and other crimes targeting dispensaries. All of Hawaii's 8 licensed dispensaries have agreed to go cashless by October 1st, the governor's office said. The dispensaries will ask patients to use a debit payment app to buy their pot instead of cash. The app is already an option for marijuana transactions in 6 states, including California and Colorado. Iris Ikeda, the state's financial institutions commissioner, told reporters at a news conference that state officials haven't discussed whether people wanting to pay in cash will be turned away from the dispensaries. Hawaii was still working on allowing prepaid stored value cards to be used as an alternative for people who don't have checking accounts, Ikeda said. Medical marijuana officials in at least 8 states have been contacted over the last few weeks by either a high-intensity drug trafficking area or HITA task force established to help reduce trafficking in the U.S., or by Dale Quigley, deputy coordinator of the National Marijuana Initiative, an arm of HITA, according to a report in Huffington Post. There are 32 HITA task forces across the nation, all funded by the White House Office of National Drug Control Policy, known as the Drug Czar's Office. The federal program is seeking data on the age, gender, and medical condition of registered patients, as well as the number of medical marijuana cards issued each year and the reasons for their authorization. Some states, including California, did not directly provide the data Quigley requested. Instead, officials pointed him to their public website, which gives aggregate general demographic data on ages and genders of medical marijuana patients. The state of Michigan on Tuesday gave medical marijuana businesses until December 15th to close or potentially risk not obtaining a license under a new regulatory system aimed at increasing oversight and imposing new taxes on the industry. The AP report explains that registered patients will have to grow their own pot or obtain it from caregivers as allowed for under existing law until the state issues the licenses, likely in the first quarter of next year. It will accept license applications starting December 15th. The dispensaries, which are not explicitly addressed under a 2008 voter-approved medical marijuana law, have gone unchecked in some municipalities and have been blocked in others under a Michigan Supreme Court ruling that questioned their legality. A five-tiered licensing system is being developed under a 2016 law that further regulates medical marijuana. It will impose a new 3% tax on provisioning centers and establish licenses to grow, process, sell, transport, or test marijuana. A new Indiana law intended to legalize the use of cannabis extract to treat epilepsy instead resulted in a massive crackdown on the product across the state. An IndyStar investigation has found that after the law passed in April, the Indiana State Excise Police confiscated products containing cannabidiol, also known as CBD, from 57 stores across the state. Cannabidiol is the non-psychoactive substance in marijuana. Indiana's new CBD law allows people diagnosed with treatment-resistant epilepsy to possess cannabidiol as part of a new state registry. The Excise Police, the law enforcement arm of the Indiana Alcohol and Tobacco Commission, thought the new law made it clear that possession of CBD for other purposes was a crime, and the crackdown ensued. But some lawmakers and Indiana State Police, a different state law enforcement branch, have said it was already legal under a 2014 law that removed industrial hemp products from the state's controlled substances statute. Police have identified two of the three suspects wanted in connection with a Sunday kidnapping at a marijuana store in Cheney, Washington, and then found the SUV owned by the kidnapping victim abandoned in a field in Airway Heights on Tuesday, the Spokesman Review reports. Police identified Donovan Culps, age 36, and Violetta Culps, age 18, as two of the three suspects who were filmed by Lucid Cannabis Company surveillance cameras when they entered the store Sunday afternoon, but were not allowed to buy items due to lack of identification and age. Donovan Culps was later videotaped outside shooting at and abducting store employee Cameron Smith, who was on his lunch break in the parking lot, police said. Violetta left the store in a white Ford F-250 pickup truck with an unknown female. Donovan left in the victim's 2008 Acura MDX SUV. This has been your Cannabis Headline News for Wednesday, September 13th, 2017. I'm Russ Belville.
You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
Looking for the 420 friendliest way to visit beautiful legal potland, Oregon?
I'm Lori Duckworth, inviting you to come stay with us at Delta 9 House and Studios.
You get your own private room with queen bed and access to our high-speed Wi-Fi, premium entertainment system, and more.
We'll even cook you breakfast. Look us up on Facebook at Delta 9 House.
That's facebook.com/Delta9House. Delta 9 House is booked through Airbnb.com, City of Portland, permit number 17-159855.
The Marijuana Agenda, like the conservative agenda, minus the hypocrisy.
If you work in the cannabis industry, consume marijuana, or just support freedom, you need to know about breaking policy news that affects you. Marijuana Moment is the daily newsletter that helps you stay on top of all the latest and most important state, federal, and international cannabis developments. Brought to you by longtime legalization activist Tom Angel, Marijuana Moment puts a concise yet comprehensive overview of cannabis news in your inbox early every weekday morning. Wake up to Marijuana Moment and rest assured you'll be ready for the cannabis news that's driving the day. Subscribe now at marijuanamoment.net.
Welcome to the United Kingdom Cannabis Chronicle, brought to you by the UK Cannabis Social Clubs at ukcsc.co.uk, your source for relaxation and reform. Today, we catch you up on the latest news and speak with an expert from the United Kingdom on the latest developments in ending adult cannabis prohibition. This is your UK Cannabis Chronicle.
Okay. Welcome back to the Product Earth UK Expo. I'm Radical Russ here in Birmingham, England, and we're sitting here at the couch with Antonin, who is going to tell us all about cannabidiol. Antonin, tell folks your name and the your full name and the company you're with.
Hi, my name is Antonin Cohen. I'm the founder of Harmony. We specialize in the usage of CBD and terpene. We have the first range of CBD and terpene liquids. We have really two unique differentiation with our liquids. On one part, we are using the original terpene coming from the most famous cannabis strains, like the Ojiko, the Super Limonaise, so people can find the aromas they love. And on the other side, we are using CBD, cannabidiol, in replacement of nicotine. Today, most of the liquid contain nicotine, and we don't like nicotine. We prefer CBD from hemp.
Sure.
So we did this range of liquids, which contain different level of CBD.
Interesting. Now, in the United States, we're having a big controversy over the legality of cannabidiol, where the Drug Enforcement Administration says it's still completely illegal, and others beg to differ. But I understand in the European Union and the UK, there have been developments with the respect to legality of cannabidiol. Can you tell us about that?
Yes, in Europe there is a patchwork of regulation around CBD. CBD is not classified as a narcotic substance, neither in the US or in Europe. Some people, some authorities will have different interpretation of the law, but for now it's not clear, neither in Europe or in the US. In Europe, you do have a booming CBD industry like in the US, and we believe CBD needs a clear regulation urgently, because today a lot of people are using CBD products.
Yes.
But there is no regulation around it, so you have a lot of companies doing CBD products without respecting a certain amount of quality control, or by doing claims about their products, which will confuse people.
Yes.
So we really need a good regulation of CBD products to keep the access open and to make sure the CBD products on the market are qualitative, are certified. So that's a work we do in Europe now. We are in touch with different authorities to suggest them a new regulation based on three levels, because we think CBD has a very wide range of application. It depends of the dosage, it depends of the deliverability form. So you need a regulation which will take in consideration all these different usage. So the regulation we are suggesting to authorities is a regulation on three levels. The first level is for high dosage CBD products for medicinal usage. In this case, you do need a doctor, you do need a registration. You do need a proof to claim that your high dosage CBD products will treat a specific condition. After,
okay,
you have another level, which is a food supplement level, and we define it for products containing between 20 milligrams and 200 milligrams of daily dosage recommended. And this should be, in our opinion, classified as a food supplement.
Okay.
And then the last level is the level of products which have a daily recommended dose under 20 milligrams by day, and this could, for example, be a cosmetic cream or an e-liquid, so very low dosage. And in this case, we think it should be sold over the counter, like any type of cosmetic or e-liquids. The same for food supplements.
So you're talking about only CBD levels above 200 milligrams is something we should get doctors involved with.
So we see over 200 milligrams as a daily recommended dosage, you should get doctors involved, because it means you use CBD for medical purpose, and it's always better to have the supervision of a professional. Unfortunately, right now, most of doctors actually don't know how to treat CBD, so it's really a work of education, both for the authorities and for the medical community, and for also the pharmaceutical companies, which could use this compound to develop prescription products. After, we want to make sure also that CBD will be regulated, not to limit its access, because CBD has a very, very good profile. There is absolutely no secondary effect. There is no toxicology, and there is no psychotropic effect.
Yeah.
So it's very safe to use.
Sure, sure. And I understand that you're throughout the European Union. You're also expanding into Los Angeles now.
Yes. So we've been focusing on growing hemp for the past 5 years in Europe. because in Europe you can grow legally hemp. We've been also doing some extraction for the past 5 years, and we've been really focusing on the European market so far. However, we think our products are very useful also for American people. We don't see a lot of competitors doing exactly the same type of product as we do. So we are very successful today in Europe, and we are launching soon in the US. We do have a lot of US clients ordering on our website, so we want to be able to deliver faster to them, to have distributor explaining and educating people locally on how to use the product and why it's very useful. So hopefully by early next year we will be in the US. Today people from the US can buy from us online, and soon they will find us in the shops too.
Okay, give them the online address if they want to find you.
So you can find us on our website called meetharmony.com, M-E-E-T harmony.com.
Okay. Meetharmony.com, which is not eHarmony. That's the dating site.
It's a whole different thing. But it's both, you know, to find harmony in your life, I guess.
Sure, sure. Well, thank you so much, Antonin, for telling us all about this. We look forward to your presentation later.
Thank you so much.
Welcome back, everyone. Radical Russ here at the Product Earth UK Expo in Birmingham, England. And joining me here at our desk for Canazen, we have, tell folks your name.
Paul Nelson.
Paul Nelson is joining us from Canazen. It's C-A-N-A-X-E-N, if you're trying to look it up. Tell folks about your product. What is this?
Basically, I've been making CBD extracts for the past 6 years. Varying different strengths. I've gradually got to the point where I've developed my own breed. That breed got tested a couple of years ago at 26 to 1.
26 to 1 CBD to THC.
There was 13% CBD, 0.5% THC.
That is remarkable. I'm not even hearing ratios like that in the States. So you've definitely come up with something.
Yeah, I've got lab tests of that. But over here in the UK, it's a little bit behind the times. So we're not allowed to make products from cannabis sativa. So we're having to find our own supply, which we've done in Lithuania, of hemp. Okay. And that tests at 7% CBD and 0.2% THC, making it legal in the EU. So at the moment, we're making our products from that.
And that increases your costs, I imagine, rather than...
It certainly does, but we're just praying for a bit of a change in the law in the UK, and then hopefully...
Are they coming around on this subject?
Many people think that they are, but, you know, who can tell? It's the British government.
True, good point.
But at any moment, that could change. And, I mean, the more THC, I'm sure you're aware, the more THC that's in there, the more entourage effect, the more effective the actual product is itself.
Right. We've heard from many of the patients that when they're restricted to just CBD oil, it's not as effective as
if you add
definitely.
The THC. You need the full plant, whole plant extract, full spectrum of cannabinoids. You need everything in there.
Mm. I've seen some amazing stories of little kids with epilepsy who are treated with CBD.
I'm sure
you've got plenty of those as well.
Oh, many stories. I've got many stories, yeah.
And that's what I think is bringing people around is they're... You know, the government can only say so much. When you see a child stop seizing, there's only so much they can say.
This is it. It's so counterproductive, but it just shows you that money rules.
Yeah.
And big pharmaceutical companies rule the roost.
Yeah. So what's your exposure on Canazen? I mean, are you in the UK? Are you throughout the European Union?
We're just a startup at the moment, really. I mean, I've been doing it 6 years, but... I've just been joined by the rest of the team.
Okay.
And we're taking it to the next level, basically. So because we've got to go through the rigorous processes that Cannabis Trades Association lay down the law for us, basically, the MHRA, which is Medicines Health Regulatory Authority in the UK.
Okay.
We have to have everything lab tested. I think it's 1 milligram of THC per carton, so... You know, if you've got a 10-litre bottle, there can only be 1 milligram of THC in there.
In a complete thing.
Yeah, for me is untenable. But that's the rules, so that's what we abide by. So we've got three different e-liquids, we've got three different flavours. Jelly bean, which I think is incredible. A blueberry, an original hemp. In each one of those, in 10 mil, we've got 100 milligrams of CBD. Now, we get that from... crystallized CBD.
Okay.
and add it to the mix. And we've got a VG oil, which I've been doing for 6 years, and I've seen some incredible results. Even though there's no cannabinoids in there, vegetable glycerin doesn't hold cannabinoids because they're an oil. And if you need to put it in something that's an oil as well.
Right.
So it doesn't hold cannabinoids, but it will hold all of the amazing parts of the hemp and cannabis plant, which, you know, the raw cannabis plant.
Right. And we're learning so much more about the terpenes.
Terpenes,
and how they're involved.
Yeah, terpenes, flavonoids. We've got limonene in the VG and alpha pinene. And yeah.
That's remarkable.
That's us at the moment. But we are working on another three CBD oils in three different strengths. So we're trying to produce a 3%, a 7%, and up to a 20%, which
wow.
we've done in the past. But with these new laws, since January, I think it was, now we have to change our methods and try and get rid of the THC. Which is a shame and counterproductive, really, but that's the UK.
So for our listeners out there that might want to learn more about your products, how can they find you online?
They can find us at canaxon.com. We sell our products on eBay, Amazon. We're on social media as well. You can find us on social media.
Okay.
Twitter, Instagram, Facebook.
Excellent. Well, Paul, thanks so much for talking to
us. Thank you very much for talking to us.
Have a great expo.
Cheers.
This episode was produced as part of the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville, the daily news and interview podcast covering the world of medical cannabis, adult marijuana, industrial hemp, and spiritual ganja. MJAgenda.com.
Hi, I'm Russ Belville from the Marijuana Agenda. If you're a cannabis brand looking to build trust and awareness within the community, consider becoming a sponsor of this program. Your message will be seen and heard by the most dedicated followers of marijuana policy reform, who are loyal and supportive of those brands that give back to the community. Just log on to MJAgenda.com and click the Become a Patron button to learn how your brand can also be featured in my live nationwide appearances. Thank you for your support.
You're listening to the Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville.
It's like I picked the wrong week to quit smoking.
Learn more at MJAgenda.com.
The Marijuana Agenda with Russ Belville is proudly sponsored by the Marijuana Business Association. The MJBA, called by NBC News the Cannabis Chamber of Commerce, is the fastest growing business association and the fastest growing industry in America. I've been working with the MJBA for years, and I personally invite you to join the MJBA. MJBA also publishes the popular MJ Headline News on Facebook and the MJNewsNetwork.com and Marijuana Channel 1 on YouTube. Visit MJBA.net for more details.
Total war against public enemy number one.
10 federal criminal penalties for up to 1 ounce of marijuana.
Marijuana is probably the most dangerous drug.
Legalization is just another word for surrender.
I experimented with marijuana and didn't inhale.
This is not medicine. This is a Cheech and Chong show.
Encourage people to use less drugs.
I am ill. That was the point.
I think we'd be a mistake.
Negative reports coming out of Colorado.
Don't smoke marijuana.
Well, I want to talk about the state of Nevada in this rant, and this rant does have to do with marijuana. Trust me, I'm going to get to that, but I want to talk about nuclear waste and how the nuclear waste fits in with the marijuana. It's an interesting twist. Now, in Nevada, they have this place called Yucca Mountain, and the nation's nuclear waste has often been proposed to be stored at a secured site at Yucca Mountain. Now, we can debate about whether that's a good idea or a bad idea, but the sources that I've come across have said that, look, we've got all this nuclear waste from both making nuclear weapons and from fuel rods from nuclear power plants. And we haven't ever come up with a place to store this stuff. And currently it's just been stored where it's been made
at these various plants around the country. And it's not the safest place when you think of the one Indian Point that's near New York City that's could be flooded or a hurricane could hit it. You got Hanford, which is already a huge mess. Lots of this nuclear waste all over the country being stored in these various places. And the solution that's been proposed for Yucca Mountain to store it all there inside, deep inside this mountain in Nevada, has been proposed over and over, and it never gets through. And it has been, it's basically the least bad solution to the problem. I mean, nuclear waste is just this terrible problem. There's not a whole lot good you could say about it. But the safest thing for the country, the safest thing for the people in this case, at least as much as I've read, and I'll admittedly not a super expert on the subject, but it seems to me the logical thing is Yucca Mountain. It's in a remote area. It's deep in the earth. If anything went wrong, it would be an easier place to contain it than somewhere near New York City or somewhere near, you know, Seattle, Washington. Well, the governor of Nevada has opposed this Yucca Mountain proposal. And virulently so. I found this piece in the Las Vegas Sun. It was just this January that talked about how he made strident remarks about the Yucca Mountain facility. Quote, "Regarding nuclear waste, let me make my position clear. For the remainder of my term, I will vigorously fight the storage of high-level nuclear waste in Nevada. Any attempt to resurrect the ill-conceived Yucca Mountain project will be met with relentless opposition and maximum resources. Let's face it, continuing down a path that seeks to force this unsafe and unwanted project on Nevada is a waste of time and money, and only gets the country farther away from solving its nuclear waste problem." End quote. So the feds really want to store it there. And really, when you think about America and where would be a place to store nuclear waste, the wilds of Nevada is the first place that comes to my mind. Badlands of South Dakota may be second on the list, but have you ever driven through these places? Just a whole bunch of remote nothingness, man. So he's going to vigorously fight this. Now, let's not get distracted on this nuclear thing, because that's not really my subject here, and maybe you disagree with me on that, but that's not my point. My point is this. Here's the governor of Nevada stridently, vigorously fighting against the feds. The feds are threatening him, and he's going to stand up for the people of his state. By God, the state of Nevada doesn't want this, and he's the governor. He's going to stand up for the state. So I'm wondering, Governor Sandoval, where'd your spine go when it came to pot lounges? Now, he's personally opposed to the idea of these pot lounges, right? There was a bill in the legislature in Nevada to regulate such things under the eminently commonsensical idea that you can't legalize the possession and use of something. You can't give people a right and then give them no way to exercise that right. You got all these tourists coming in from all over the country, all over the world, who are going to say, hey, Las Vegas, legal weed, it's going to be awesome. They get there, they go to a pot shop, they buy their weed. They can't smoke it on the strip. They can't smoke it outside. They can't smoke it back at their hotel. They can't smoke it out in a public park. They got nowhere to use it. That's entrapment. You're entrapping all these people to commit public toking violations that are going to get them $600 fines and misdemeanor criminal records. Yeah, that's right. Nevada has a misdemeanor $600 fine for public toking. So you can't legalize this and then not give people a place to toke. But Governor Sandoval stood up against that. When the legislature was considering this, he helped kill that bill in that state legislature that would have legalized pot lounges in the state of Nevada. Now, we talked yesterday on the news about this recent decision that said, hey, Nevada's law doesn't outlaw them. Just because they're not explicitly legal doesn't mean that they're not legal, because they're not explicitly illegal. He's fighting that. And why? Because he says it might invite more federal scrutiny. Oh, now he's worried about the feds.
Follow MJ Agenda on Facebook, Pinterest, Instagram, YouTube, and follow MJ Agenda Show on Twitter. Learn more at MJAgenda.com.
Guess what, Governor? Marijuana is safer than nuclear waste. Vote yes on the pot lounges. I don't care what you do with Yucca Mountain. That's all the time we got for today. Thanks for joining us. Until next time, take care of each other, tokers.